Well, good evening, everyone. You know, our scripture readings this evening, especially the verses from the prophet Isaiah and our gospel, really reinforce our belief and our understanding that Jesus is the light of the world. But many times his light is overshadowed by so many other things in life, with all of its ups and downs, with its joys, and with its sadness. Often it is that human beings, and of course, each one of us, that we really don't appreciate the light until there is darkness. About 3 weeks ago, darkness was witnessed on a massive scale, for it was on the stage of Monday Night Football with more than 23 million viewers watching. A 24-year-old player collapsed on the field. His heart had stopped and he was literally dying on live TV. As reality set in, numerous players and coaches and staff from both teams knelt down in the grass. They knelt in shock and fear and in prayer. The TV announcers openly spoke of prayers needed for the player and for his family. His family, who had come down out of the stadium and were there next to him as the medics and the trainers worked to save his life. And as the camera showed the stadium, what had been have signs rooting for the home team, they'd been turned around and were calling for prayer. That football game, because of what had happened, because of the darkness, had been turned into a huge prayer service. The power of Jesus, the light of the world, shone as that darkness of injury and uncertainty and death brought millions to the somber reality that our life here on earth is fleeting. And in this darkness, the light of the world, Jesus was there for millions of people. But isn't it odd that only months earlier, a high school coach had to go to the highest court to affirm that prayer was permissible on a football field in America? Isn't it odd that so many people turned to prayer when a young man's life hung in the balance and appeared to be over? And as we come to our gospel passage this evening, isn't it odd that the Son of God, the light of the world, relies on ordinary people? People like Andrew and Peter and James and John, fishermen, and all other ordinary people to spread his light across the globe? Isn't it odd that through baptism and through the power of the Holy Spirit we have received that you and I are also called in to share the light of Christ with others? One time, Saint Mother Teresa, in her ministry, visited a man who lived totally alone in a single dark room. His filthy room had no light whatsoever. And as she cared for him and began to clean, she found a lovely lamp there. And he protested and said, "No light. I have no visitors, no light." She asked him, "If another visitor were to come, would you light the lamp?" And he said, "Yes." So the next day, two of her sisters came to visit him. And they visited him regularly. And his room was clean, his attitude and his outlook improved, and after many days, he told the sisters that he felt he could make it on his own. But he asked them to do him one favor. He asked them to tell that first sister, to let her know that the light she lit in his life, let her know that that light is still burning. Because it is through kindness and goodness and the love of God shared with others that light comes into the life of another and can turn them around and save them. Being here at Mass this evening is wonderful. But do you realize that you are a small percentage of Catholics? It is wonderful that we are here, but many Catholics do not come to Mass. These are our family members. These are our friends and our neighbors. And Jesus is looking for them. And he's calling you and me to reach out to them with his light. Believe it or not, Jesus wishes to draft us, to draft each and every one of us, regardless of our age or our position in life. He is not drafting us to be a professional football player, but to be odd. ODD. That is to be obviously devoted disciples of Jesus in sharing his light of mercy and love. Through our daily prayer, through the reception of the sacraments that Jesus has given us, and with the light of Jesus surrounding us, we can become stronger. We, like those fishermen, we can drop our nets. We can put away our traps of whatever it may be, fear, or pain, or guilt, or sadness, or just our busyness of life. We can put those away, and with Jesus, we can, and we are called to bring his light into a culture of selfishness, of godlessness and violence, and also to bring his light to those who we love the most in our lives. In our communion this evening, let us give thanks to Almighty God. Let us thank the Lord for calling us to share his light and to entrusting us to be ODD, obviously devoted disciples of Jesus, the light of the world.